What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video hopefully is going to be a quick one because it's almost 2 o'clock at night here in Chernihiv. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. So as you guys know, I was in Kyiv for 2 days. I hated it and I just left Kyiv. Everybody's been telling me Kyiv sucks simply because it's the capital. And a lot of people were under the impression that the Russians are gonna invade the capital and that the capital is gonna get the most bombings. So a lot of people are like, let me get the F out of here. Not to mention that in Kyiv, security is very, very serious over there. If you're walking after 12 o'clock at night, they will probably arrest you or something. In Lviv, they really didn't care. Even here in Chernihiv or Chernihiv, however you pronounce it, they don't care. So today's video, guys, we're going to be talking about the fact that you need to get into Ukraine. Getting into Ukraine right now as a MGTOW is a lot like getting in on cryptocurrency back when Bitcoin was like $300, okay? Now, as you guys know, I told you the whole point of this war is simply so Lviv can become new Tel Aviv, like Man Inside on MGTOW TV says. You know, 6 million Jews eventually are going to come live here. Okay? The whole point of this war, kill off the men, destabilize the region, and at the same time, plunge the currency. Like somebody on MGTOW TV recently said, Zelensky passed a law that foreign people can buy land. So imagine all these Jews coming in here buying up land. Guys, right now is the time to invest in Ukraine, okay? I am seriously, seriously thinking of starting one of two things. Either a cafe or a shawarma place or a kebab place, okay? Here in Chernihiv or Chernihiv. I think it's Chernihiv. The title I have in the video, that's how you properly pronounce it. So, could be Chernihiv or Chernihiv. The title is going to have the accurate pronunciation or spelling of the city that I am in. So, I'm thinking of one of two things, guys. Either we're going to do Colombian coffee, because you need to be different, okay? There's many coffee shops here. There are two chains here that are, as far as I can tell, exclusive to this city. And those two chains are Boss Cafe and Lucky Cafe. And they're nice. They're cheap. Coffee there is like 50 of their money, which is like less than a dollar and a half of our money. And that's a large, you know, Veliki is a Ukrainian for large. That's a large cup of cappuccino. Do I have a cup here with me? No, I don't. It's on my, by the way, guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, I'm on Instagram. I'm posting a lot of reels, a lot of pictures, a lot of stuff that I really don't put here on MGTOW TV. Because MGTOW TV, I'm not, you know, I want to do longer videos on MGTOW TV. I don't want to do like freaking, you know, half a minute like show of something, you know. So follow me on Instagram, because that's where I put all the, there we go. Damn it. Follow me on Instagram, because that's where I put all the pictures, the receipts, because I put the receipts of coffee I buy and stuff like that. That way you guys know how big the cup of coffee is, where am I sitting, how much it is, you know. So it's imperative for you guys to understand that now is the time to get in on this particular city. You guys have to understand, this city was Nagasaki, Hiroshima by the Russians. In fact, the girl I'm with, she's like, the Russians were in the street having a gun battle right in front of me, and I had an axe with me, you know, in case I have to like fight one of them off or something. So This town got destroyed really bad early on in the war. A lot of people fled. Now, you know, almost 2 years later, you walk around the city and you're like, what war, you know? It's like a war never existed here. So, you know, good for the Ukrainian people. They recovered rather quickly. So good for them on that front. But nevertheless, real estate market, wages, none of that stuff has recovered. So the two coffee chains here are Lucky Cafe and Boss Cafe. Typical coffee shops, nothing about them. They just capitalized on the fact of low rent. I mean, for example, Boss Cafe, literally, guys, Boss Cafe, I have two Boss Cafes that you can literally throw a stone, okay? One Boss Cafe is where you can go in and sit down. Another Boss Cafe is a to-go kiosk, okay? You can literally, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, you can literally throw a stone from one Boss Cafe to hit the other Boss Cafe. And throughout this town, there's tons of Boss Cafes, Lucky Cafes. Heck, you can even see one Boss Cafe or one Lucky Cafe. You can see another one of their branches, you know, down the street, you know. So this just goes to show you that these coffee shops capitalized on low rent. They capitalized on their low wages. We want to do the same thing. So, in Lviv and Kyiv, Turkish kebab shops are all over the place. Now, Turkish kebab shops, they're pretty much a to-go kiosk. You know, it's like shawarma, it's kebab. It's very easy to make. You can walk around and eat it while, I mean, I you know, one time, guys, you know, it was almost curfew time. Everybody was closed. And I had an option between the shawarma place and the McDonald's place. I don't eat that shit McDonald's in America. I'm not going to come all the way to freaking Ukraine to eat McDonald's. So I went to the kebab place. I bought kebab. Two of them for about, it was $150. So two kebab sandwiches for $300 of their money, which is like $9. And guess what? That stuff lasted with me a day and a half, you know. I ate one at night, then I ate a little bit of the second one, and then I had, you know, over half of the second one the other day to eat. So, shawarma, kebab does really well in Lviv and Kyiv, but they don't have any of them here, okay? And that's another thing we wanted to bring up. You know, like a lot of you guys out there, especially men on the inside on MGTOW TV say, you know, the whole plan is to bring ethnic people into Ukraine. Believe it or not, guys, the lawyer I sat with, he was complaining about them letting Indian people into the country. You know, believe it or not, in Kyiv, they're letting Indian people into the country. And my lawyer was like, they're just letting in these Indian people in, man. And I saw Indian people in Kyiv and Lviv. I was about ready to go up to them and be like, motherfucker, get the fuck out of the country, dude. You know, go to Germany, go to Latvia, you know, leave Ukraine alone, dude. You know, so yeah, they're letting in ethnics into Ukraine. But thank God, look, this is a city that has 200,000 people, okay? I'm the only ethnic slash colored person here, okay? I'm probably the only foreigner here, and I'm very proud of that, and I want to keep it like that. I don't want fucking Yogi Obes people coming here. I don't want niggers coming here. I don't want Arabs, Turks. I don't want any of these deplorable people coming here, okay? Now, of course, at the end of the day, I have no power. I have no authority, okay? We need to capitalize on Chernihiv right now before the deplorable people, before the niggers come in. And niggers doesn't mean black, it means inferior people, you know. You don't want inferior people coming in here because they fuck shit up. That's just how it is. Again, my Ukrainian lawyer complaining that they're letting in Indian people into the damn country, you know. And I agree with him. Why are you guys letting in Indian people in here? Because again, that's part of the Jewish plan to like destroy white people and bring down their country by letting in Yogi Obes, niggers, fucking Turks, Arabs, and what have you, okay? So, this city, guys, because it's only a couple of miles away from the Russian border, and it's quite small. I know to some of you guys out there, 200,000 is a big number, but you have to keep in mind, Kiev is like 3 million. Freaking Lviv is probably close to a million now, because a lot of people fled to... I'm sorry, Lviv is close to a million, because a lot of people fled to Lviv. Odessa is a couple of million, I think. Kharkov is also a couple of million, I believe. So 200,000 to you might be a big number, but to most Ukrainian cities, 200,000 ain't that big of a deal. So, but yeah, there's 200,000 people here, guys. And this city, to me, is like a miniature and cheaper version of Lviv. And again, it's only 2 hours away by bus from, what you may call it, from Kiev, okay? But the fact that this place is next to the Russian border, the fact, I mean, look, I didn't know this place existed up until the girl I'm dealing with said, hey, I'm out here in Chernihiv. And I'm like, okay, let me see what's going on. As you guys know, I wanted to originally go to Ternopil, okay? But if I went to Ternopil, which is 200,000 people south of Lviv, if I went to Ternopil, I'd have not went to Kiev. And I'm thankful for going to Kiev, because I'm like, fuck this place. Even the girl I'm with here is like, fuck Kiev, you know? So, yeah, I only stayed in Kiev for 2 days. I'd have bailed on Kiev on day number one, but day number two was when I was meeting the lawyer. You know, actually, after I left the lawyer, I went to the train station to come here, and boy, that's so far like one of the best decisions I've made. So, Chernihiv, where I'm at right now, guys, this is a place you guys out there need to be. Come in here, start building businesses. So, the two types of businesses that I'm thinking of is going to be either Colombian coffee, because you need to have something that's ooh-ah. You need to have something that's exotic to compete with Boss Coffee and freaking Lucky Cafe. You need something exotic. So either we can do something like Juan Valdez. You know, for those of you who don't know, Juan Valdez is like an authentic Colombian chain, obviously in Colombia. In fact, when I go to Colombia, I don't even bother with Starbucks. I go to Juan Valdez. So maybe you can do an authentic Colombian coffee brand here, you know, or we can do Turkish kebab. I mean, maybe Turkish kebab and Turkish coffee, because Turkish coffee is very popular. So we have two options to work with, okay, guys? And you know, I actually was at a pub a couple of days ago. When I first got here, I went to the local pub, and a young Ukrainian man introduced himself to me, and turns out that he owns several restaurants. So, you know, what does this show you guys? That it's very, very easy to own shit here in Chernihiv, okay? So I'm going to sit with him and I'm going to be like, yo, man, you know, anybody here, any agents, anybody here who can help us scout out places and stuff like that? Because as you guys know, for you to make coffee, you really don't need anything. And if you want to sell pastries on the side, you can buy the pastries pre-made, okay? So you don't have to do anything in your coffee shop other than, I don't know, grind the coffee, and that's about it. So, and the thing about doing the coffee thing, guys, is that you can just have women run the place, and it's pretty much foolproof, okay? When I was at Juan Valdez in Colombia, it's run by a woman. When I'm at Boss Cafe here in Chernihiv or Cherniva, it's run by a woman. Women are not going to give you any lip, okay? They're not going to compete with you. They're not going to be like, yo, man, you're making too much money. Give us some, okay? Guys, if you are going to have something like a coffee shop where a freaking retarded monkey can do it, get a fucking woman, dude. And get women who are about 18, 19 years old, because you guys need to understand the energy that God gave these women to go out, have a family, shit like that, they're actually gonna put all that energy into their so-called career, and their career is really nothing more than making minimum wage at Starbucks or Juan Valdez or freaking Boss Coffee here or at your coffee shop, okay, guys? So take advantage of women who want to be a career lady or a boss bitch and be like, okay, baby mama, you come here. I'm going to give you the title of fucking assistant manager, you know. Yay, assistant manager making minimum wage plus 5 cents an hour, you know. Again, women are fucking retarded dudes, okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing, guys. I am genuinely thinking of actually coming out here, doing business out here, learning the freaking language. And just to show you guys how serious I am, okay? You see this, guys, over here? See this? See this, guys? My lawyer drafted it for me. This is the permit to get a D visa to stay in Ukraine for a year, okay? He told me all you need to do is go to a Ukrainian embassy anywhere in the world, give them that document, and within a week, they'll give you a visa to come to Ukraine as a resident. Now, for those of you guys who, you know, are interested in getting a residency here in Ukraine, if you're in America, it will take you about a week to get your passport stamped. You have to go there physically in person, okay? So Ukraine has several consulates in America, okay? San Francisco, New York, Washington, Texas. They don't have anything in Florida. So that means I probably have to go to LA or San Francisco if I wanted to process this into a visa. And you have to stay there, you know, up to 7 days because they put a stamp in your passport, physical stamp, okay? Now, another thing that I might be doing, and my lawyer told me about this and other people who did this told me about this, is that I can go to Krakow, and Krakow has a consulate, a Ukrainian consulate in Krakow, and they can give you the visa in just a few hours, you know. Of course, this document over here, according to my lawyer, is not only good for America only, but this document can only be used after May. And the reason behind it is simple, okay? Once they give you the visa, you have 3 months to enter Ukraine and turn that visa into a resident permit. If you don't enter Ukraine within 3 months of getting the visa, then they will simply cancel it and you have to start all over again. In other words, you just wasted money, okay? This document over here, the lawyer fee is $250, which I already paid. Then when I go to the consulate, I pay $188. That goes directly to the Ukrainian government. After I get that visa, I come back to Ukraine. Obviously, I pay the lawyer another $250, and the lawyer upgrades it from a stamped visa into an actual residency permit. And then every year, you can just keep on renewing it, and that's perfectly fine. So anybody watching this video who's an American citizen, or a Canadian or Australian, except Coach Bitchpill, because let's be honest, you know, there's no Thai lady boys here in Ukraine, so we know that nigger ain't gonna show up. So point here, guys, is that, and according to my lawyer, Ukraine has many options and ways for you to make money, guys, okay? And this is why the Jews love Ukraine. This is why we Jews love it, love it, love it. We love Ukraine. It's not just their women, guys. It's also the ability to make money in this place, you know? So that's why I'm telling you guys, you've got to start looking at Ukraine. And I'm telling you guys, here where I'm at, $1,000 a month, you can get yourself a damn good Airbnb, $500 a month. Food is like $6, $7. Heck, you can even go out and you can even eat out for dirt cheap. I took my girl yesterday to a fancy schmancy restaurant. It's called Cherish. If any of you guys out there want to look it up, Cherish. You know how you spell Cherish? Cherish. Okay. You can type in Cherish, Chernihiv or Chernihiv. I'm going to put the right name of the city in the title. So, nice restaurant. We went there. We had a meal fit for two people. Really nice. It cost me like what? 700 of their money. That's like 10 and 10. That's like 20 bucks, dudes. You went to a fancy schmancy restaurant for two people and you ate for the equivalent of fucking $20. That's like going to fucking Applebee's. Heck, Applebee's, you don't get to feed two people for 20 bucks at fucking Applebee's. I'm telling you guys, this city that I'm in is fucking dirt cheap. Again, it's a miniature version of Lviv and a lot cheaper, you know? So, the good news about this place, other than it's a lot cheaper than Lviv and it's a miniature version of Lviv, ain't no ethnic people here, guys. I'm the only ethnic person in the whole freaking place, okay? I can be the only motherfucking tourist in the whole freaking place, too. You know, even all the military people that I knew back in Lviv, they're like, what the hell? You went where? It's like, yeah, dude, it's like I've been walking around for fucking 2 days, man. I have not seen anything that says war, even though my girl actually showed me pictures of, you know, war, you know, people dead in the streets and stuff like that. But, you know, that was like early on in the war. So, and as you guys know, this whole war again, Zelensky, Putin, they're all in on it, guys. It's just to kill off Ukrainian men, turn their women into prostitutes, you know, that way ugly looking Jews can get their pee-pee touched, you know, and then they can come here, live like kings. So why don't we beat the Jews and other ethnic people and come here first, you know, stake out our claim, our property here, okay? That's what I'm doing, dudes. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going anywhere. And the women here, guys, not only are they beautiful, but they're attainable, okay? Women here are attainable. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The average Ukrainian falls in the category of bald cell, ogre cell, short cell, and most of them look like a freaking Zelensky. And they're not tall. If you're 5'9 and you have an above average face, assuming you're not a fucking curry cell, you're going to do fine, dudes. You're going to do fine here, man. So, you just have to pick up on the language. You have to understand, from a scale from 1 to 100, English is not even a 1 or a 2 in this country, okay? Especially in a city like this, you have to start picking up on the motherfucking language, guys. You just can't go to a foreign country, be a freaking conquistador, and expect everybody to learn your language. You gotta start picking up on the motherfucking language and the fucking culture, you know? Go online. Type in what type of expectations do Ukrainian people have in their culture, you know? Learn a couple of phrases like sho ti hoshesh, you know? Sho ti hoshesh means what do you want, you know? Sho means what, like sho, what? Tuk means yes. Nay means no. Dobry den means good day. Dobry means good, you know. Daikuyu, which I'm probably mispronouncing like I normally do, means thank you, okay, guys? So start picking up on some of these phrases, dudes. I can go to the fucking deli and order my chicken. Odin kilogram korka, 1 kilo of chicken. Okay, guys? So, don't come here, cowboy, think these women are gonna throw their pussy at you. They're not. You guys need to understand, man. Ukrainian women today have options, okay? They can leave the country. They can make their own damn money. And they can get some of the best men in the country. And they're willing to share them. So you guys have to understand, you're not hot commodity here, okay, guys? Unless you're like fucking rich Giga Chad, which we all should strive to be. You're not hot commodity just because you got a blue passport, okay, guys? So this whole notion of, oh, I got an American passport, I speak English, bro. Doesn't work. You have to understand. At the end of the day, guys, women have options. A woman can work. Yeah, sure, she hits the job she works at. Yeah, sure, she's working 10, 11, 12 hours a day. But you know what? She's making her own money. She's living on her own terms, and she's happy, okay? Well, she may not be happy, but they're willing to wait it out for the BBD, you know? Women are willing to wait for the bigger, better deal. That 20-year-old girl who's hot, young, hot, and tight, she's not gonna give it up to some ancient nigger because that's the only option I have. You know, they're really not gonna do that, you know. In the past, they would do that, but you guys need to understand, this war changed a lot. Now that Ukrainian woman can literally, a Ukrainian woman can go from making $20 a day as a freaking barista to literally hopping over the border in Poland and, you know, selling that pussy, God knows, for how many hundreds of dollars a day, okay? So, the woman got options. And the men here are beginning to wake up to the fact that, hey, our woman may not be as easy as they once were, you know? In Lviv, I still see, back in Lviv, yeah, I've seen some women with ogre sales, short sales, bald sales, but you know what? They're not happy because these women are saying to themselves, hey, I have options. What am I doing with this dude? You guys need to understand, Ukraine has one of the highest divorce rates in the world, not just in Europe, but in the world. There's a reason behind it. These women who have been duped into these marriages that just were not good enough for them, they're waking up and they're saying, hey, what the hell am I doing in this relationship? I could do so much better on my own, or the very least, I don't have to be in a toxic relationship where, you know, my husband beats me or takes my money or any of that negative toxicity, okay, guys? So I just want everybody out here to understand that you just can't come here flashing your passport, doing what the passport bros do, making it rain cash money, and expect people to take you seriously, okay, guys? Like, for example, you know, the girl I'm with, you know, when we were talking, she asked me, are you a sex tourist? I'm like, bitch, does this look like a sex tourist to you? So you guys out there who want to come out here, you want to get yourself some fine Ukrainian woman, you've got to have some roots in this place, okay? First thing to do, get one of these. You know, that way women know that you're just not some fucking sex tourist coming along, okay? Get yourself a residency, start a small business here, maybe teach English, volunteer. There's a lot of volunteers, and they're not on the front lines, okay? Those volunteers, they're in a kitchen cutting carrots or peas, or I don't know if you cut peas or not, I don't know, but they're serving as a, they're, you know, they're volunteering to feed the Ukrainian army, you know? So there are several ways for you to legitimize your stay here in Ukraine. All the foreign dudes I have been talking to, they're like, we're staying here, okay? Not a single person said, I hate Ukraine. Not a single person said, you know what, I'm never ever coming back here. Every foreigner I've met, they love it. They're either staying or they plan on coming back to stay even longer. So you guys out there watching this video need to understand, now is the time to act, okay? Easiest thing to do is a restaurant, okay? That's the easiest thing to do. You just have to be smart about it. You just have to be able to do something that somebody else doesn't do. You know, if I was in Lviv or Kiev, you know, opening a kebab place would be dumb because just about every corner has a kebab place. Here, they ain't got no kebab places. And let me tell you something, dudes. Whether we open a Colombian coffee house or we open a kebab place, by having somebody like me in there, they're going to be like, oh, he's Colombian. Oh, he's Turk. I'm none of the above, but hey, I look it. So that's all that matters. Well, you know, I'm actually part Turkish, you know, and my Jewish grandfather, he was from Morocco. And before that, his lineage was from Spain. And before that, his lineage was from the Holy Land. So, you know, maybe some fucking conquistador blood in there somewhere. I don't know. I don't care. All I know is I look fucking Latino. I look fucking Turk. And that's actually a good thing, you know. So, because that means if somebody goes to like a kebab shop or they go to a Colombian coffee house and, you know, you got me, they're going to be like, hey, this shit is authentic, even though I have no idea how to do anything, but it is what it is. So, yeah, guys, that's my video for you guys today. Yeah, Ukraine is where it's at, man. Even my lawyer is telling me. My lawyer, he speaks perfect English. He's a young dude, and he's like, big opportunities for foreigners in Ukraine, guys. If you have the money, you got the brains, there's big opportunities for you guys, especially after the war. Look, this war is going to come to an end. There is going to be a peace agreement of some sort where Russia says, all right, we're just going to annex this over here. You Ukrainians can do this over here. And we're going to sign a truce and everybody lives happily ever after. That's part of the game plan, okay, guys? So, Kiev Airport, there's talk that Kiev Airport might open soon. I'm telling you guys, if Kiev Airport opens soon, lots of people are gonna come here, okay? So, I would venture to say that the next half year would be your time to make a move in Ukraine, the next half year, especially over the summer, because think about it, okay? During the winter, people are either in their house or they go out to places they already know. They're not going to go out to walk around and scout different locations. So let's say you open a restaurant or you open a coffee chain in the summertime. By wintertime, assuming that what you serve resonates with the people, then by wintertime, you already have a stable of people who already know your place and they're cool with it. But if you open a coffee shop right now, people are going to be like, I don't know who these people are. And, you know, it's just way too damn cold for me to leave my house. Or I just know this coffee shop that I go to. I'm not going to try something out. Because you guys have to understand, it's fucking 20 degrees out there. You European people, Celsius people, it's like, what, negative 10 out there? Yeah, people are not gonna walk around looking around like this. people are gonna walk around with a motherfucking purpose, and that motherfucking purpose is get my ass out of the cold, okay? So, you guys out there need to understand, if you're gonna open a motherfucking business here, especially a restaurant, something like that, summer would be the best time. You'd have a good 4 or 5 months to build up your clientele, and that way when winter comes, you already have a built-in audience for your business. So bottom line here, guys, is that Ukraine is a place to be right now, okay, guys? Pretty much what I try to do in Egypt, I'm pretty much doing that here. God willing, this time I'm gonna be victorious. And, you know, the reason why I failed in Egypt is because, well, first of all, I had a hijabi of a wife who claimed to be a good virtuous Muslim, when in reality she had a history that made a Western woman blush. Then I had my second cousin, who I've known ever since he was in diapers, claimed to be a restaurant manager in Dubai and London. Ended up he was sweeping the floor over there, so got taken advantage of. And you know, you guys need to understand, man, sometimes God, karma, the universe, whatever you want to call it, sometimes he's gonna do you dirty, and then the next time he's gonna be like, I'm gonna give you something better. You know, that's just how God operates, okay? Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. Listen, I ain't mad that I lost $20,000 on a restaurant in Egypt. I ain't mad because I married a fucking hijabi for like a fucking week or two, okay? It is what it is. This is what God wanted. There really was nothing I could do about it. You guys need to understand something, man. You can buy a brand new car and it can be bad. Or you can buy a used up car and it can ride with you forever, okay? Yeah, sure, in general, a brand new car ain't gonna break down on you. And yes, in general, a beat up car can break down on you more often than a brand new car, but you don't have power over any of that stuff, man. So at the end of the day, man, you know, I could be in a, you know, I was actually joking with an expat a couple of days ago. I was still, you know, we were talking about how dangerous it is over here. And she was telling me where she was from in, she was from South Africa. She's like, in South Africa, you can get robbed and murdered in South Africa if you walk down the wrong street. Here, you know, you have to worry about a bomb falling on you, you know. In fact, the Airbnb I had in Lviv, their shower was a bathtub, and it was slippery in there. And there were a couple of times where I actually fell in the shower. And I'm like, I actually have more of a chance getting harmed in Ukraine, falling in a motherfucking shower, than fucking a bomb or a Russian, I don't know, drone taking me out, you know. So it is what it is, guys, you know. Sometimes you would think that, oh, this guarantee, you know, this war, that's going to be the end of me. But no, the end of you can be a fucking falling in a fucking bathtub, you know. Hey, I have no power over anything, dude. So that's all up to God, you know. So when God jacks you in the jaw, I guess you have to take it on the chin, I guess. Anyway, guys, so that's my video for you guys for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.